Hi, beautiful souls. I'm Rachel Skoltok, Angel Medium, and I'm here with the weekly message from the angels for September the 9th through to 16th. So we're using guardian angel messages this week, and I can't wait to get started. So let's begin. And look, these sessions are to help you to connect with your angels, to remember to tune into them for help, because there's lots of angels with us and with you, and they are just waiting for you to ask. They're, you know, sometimes they can see you need help, but because of the law of free will, they can't intervene unless you ask, or unless it's life and death before your time, which was the first time that angels came into my life, was because I was about to have a car accident and they warned me. The story's on my website, on my about page, but that was the first time they intervened, and it took me quite a while of researching, like, who spoke to me that day, to find out that it was the angels, and they guided me to do this work. But, you know, most of the time we're struggling with things. You're trying to get something done, overcome a problem, even let go of some heavy emotion. And the angels are your ideal helpers and guides for this. They're healers, they're protectors, they're wisdom guides. They can guide you away from what doesn't serve you to the right path for you. And that will transform your life. When you start listening to your angels and understanding those messages, trusting those messages, you will transform your life for the better. And I've seen it happen many times over the last 22 years. So let's ask the angels what your guidance is for this week. And we're working with Archangel Michael and Raphael today. Now, they are a formidable pair. Archangel Michael is the protector angel. He's the one that carries the sword to get rid of all the dark negative energies. And Archangel Raphael, the healing angel, who is such a sweetheart. He's such a sweet energy. Archangel Michael's very firm and loud, but he's loving. But Archangel Raphael is kind of cute and sweet, but also extremely powerful. So let's see what these two have to say. Thank you, angels, for being with us today, for protecting and guiding us for the week ahead. So I'm going to pull you maybe up four cards that angels are telling me right now. Okay. So the first card is lovely. And this really matches what I feel about the energy this week for you, is that the energy is building to being very positive. And the angels are helping you to create more of that. And to steer away. Do you remember last week's message? They was telling us to unplug from the external drama, the conflict, the negativity that's in the world. Did you manage it? Did you get to do it most of the time? Keep up that guidance for this week, because the angels are showing you the blessings that surround you. And you know what? We're only human. We can only tune into one thing at the same time. You know, have you ever noticed if you feel resentment towards somebody that you love, that the resentment kind of clouds the love a bit, and you can't feel both at the same time? But you know you love them, but you're kind of annoyed with them. And it's the same with many things. If we're tuned into fear, negativity, drama, lack, limitation, what's wrong with the world, what's missing in our lives, we can't tune into the blessings, the love, the guidance, the messages that are going to guide you towards what it is that you most want, healed version, or even the things that are already existing. So here the angels are reminding you with this beautiful card of the blessings that surround your life. You might say, Rachel, I'm not feeling it right now. That's okay. See if you can even find three things right now to be grateful for. After you finish this video, think about three things that you're grateful for that perhaps younger you would have really appreciated, or that people in other circumstances, you know, would give their right arm for. Think of the blessings in your life, and what that will do is multiply them. So love and blessings are surrounding you. Maybe they're surrounding you in the spiritual realm, and you've got to call them in as well, right? But I can pretty much guarantee there are things that you can be grateful for right now, no matter what is going on in your life and in the world. So what have you been complaining about? You know, we hear people complaining about the weather, or the country that they live in, or the house that they live in. There must be some good things as well. Remember, you choose your focus. I love this, angels. Thank you so much. So this is a week of blessings. This is a week of blessings. So the what is blocking you? The block card is this one, the Ace of Air. So aces are wonderful. They're all about new beginnings, starting afresh, finding maybe a new path or an answer that you've been seeking. And here we've got this little boy dragging the sword. So it might be that you're desperate for a new beginning and you're not finding the motivation, the inspiration to keep going, to find it. Maybe you're sort of thinking, oh, I'm so fed up of where I am, but I don't know how to change it. Now, the block cards always come with guidance. You know, the angels aren't going to say, this is blocking you, see ya. They're saying, look, this is how we can help you. And you can see, even though his head is down, he's kind of dragging his sword, maybe you're tired, maybe you're a bit demotivated, maybe you're not sure about where to go next. Here, the guardian angel is manifesting behind him. And there's all these beautiful orbs of light. Let me tell you, I get so many emails and DMs about orbs, especially at the moment. It's just gone through the roof, the amount of messages I get. So they're a sign of the angels. So here the angels are saying, we're with you. We have the guidance for you to make some small adjustments in your life that will guide you on to make you feel better, to increase your motivation, your energy, inspiration. So what is it that you're wishing for? What are you calling in right now that is that you've perhaps felt a bit stuck with? And the angels are addressing that with you right now. You might say, okay, this is a group reading. Yeah, it is, but the angels are speaking to you through me. So if you're here listening to it, there's something in this reading that's for you. And it's this: the angels are here to uplift your energy. You know, sometimes we're kind of we've been draped with, it's almost like having a veil over you of negativity. And it can act like a blindfold. It can block the good in life. You know, if you've been hanging around with somebody who's a bit negative, if someone has had a go at you and they've communicated negative things to you, or you feel attacked, criticized, it's like they shower you with negative energy. Now, they don't know they're doing that mostly, but still doesn't make it okay. You've got to cleanse that energy, and the angels are the ones that can do that for you. Keep going with your dreams, your goals. Keep up your hope, your vision, your manifestation. And if you're feeling a bit low, it's a sign that you've been coated with some negative energy. Where has it come from? Maybe you know, maybe you don't know. It's time for you to cleanse that. Ask the angels, I surrender this energy of fear and negativity to you right now, this tiredness, this exhaustion, this confusion, this psychic attack, whatever it is. And I ask you to lift that off me. Cleanse my energy, my mind, my chakras, my body, my spirit. Let it be lifted off me and replaced with love. And I promise you, you will feel better. I actually did a video about that, about clearing the third eye last week, guided by the angels. And I will add it to this video on YouTube so that you can find it and do it. It's completely free. So the angels have important communication for you. It's important that you tune in and listen. And they're bringing you to your next step. All right, the guidance card is beautiful. This is an earth card. Now look at that. Now this is such a synchronicity for me, because I was listening to an audiobook yesterday, and it was talking about abundance and how the tree is a representation of abundance. It's a very spiritual image, a symbol of the tree, right? The tree of life. And here we have a figure. Again, there's the guardian angel. He's found his magical tree of abundance. Look at him. And he's got his basket ready, and he's about to pick from the tree of abundance. So this is the beautiful card, a number 7, which is that keep going, you're on the right path. And it's letting you know that it's time for you to manifest the abundance. It's there waiting for you. I always think of it as being sort of, you know, parked up somewhere in our energy. And you've just got to tune into it. You've just got to access it. Now, you can't access it if you're focusing on lack, limitation, what you haven't got, what happened to you in the past, what horrible things somebody said to you. Now, okay, you know, we've got to deal with that. We've got to heal it, remove it. But at the same time, you've got to, it's all about what's inside. If you're feeling negative, lacking, oh, the world is a terrible place on the inside, that's what's going to manifest on the outside. So you've got to change the inside to match the outside, or to call in what you want to match the outside, if that makes sense. So the angels are showing you here that what you want is coming to you. You need to prepare for it. Get ready for it. You know, maybe you've got to publish something, create something, set up something. You know, I always say you can't in a business, you've got to have something to sell. You can't sit there and go, nobody's giving me any money. If you haven't got anything to sell, you've got to be ready. You've got to open your arms to receive it. And that includes in the physical world. So what is it that you have been waiting to manifest and the angels are showing you clearly? This is about changing your focus, your mindset, what's inside, and knowing that the angels and the divine are the source of your abundant good. They will bring it to you. It's already there. It's already there. That's what I keep hearing from the angels. So the words on here is investment. What you put in, you always get out, multiplied, right? So if you're putting in negativity, what are you going to get out? If you're putting in love and hard work and focusing on your dreams, what are you going to get out? If you put in gratitude, gratitude is the ultimate multiplier. And I can see why the angels asked us to focus on our blessings this week, because we're manifesting our tree of life. What does the fruit represent to you? Maybe there's your soulmate life partner. Maybe there is the dream business. Maybe there's your dream house. What is it that you want to call from spirit into the physical form? Here is the guardian angel again saying, I'm here. I'm helping you. I can help you tune into that. Beautiful. And the outcome card is wonderful. It's change. It's the number 5. I love, look at her with her purple robes, which represent royalty. That purple's also one of the colors of Archangel Michael. Belonging, learning, and tradition are the words on here. And there's all these beautiful spiritual symbols. And the name of the card is Wise Counselor. So I see this as a very spiritual card. It's like reaching new heights with your spirituality, awakening, enlightenment. You know, everyone thinks that awakening is a one-time thing. It's like, I awakened. No, it's multi-leveled. It's going to a new level with your spiritual knowledge. And your spiritual knowledge isn't about your ego. It's about you having deeper knowledge and knowing and mastery over the laws of the universe and using them. So we, you know, all of the spiritual teachers tell us to change the inside to create what you want on the outside. To use, you know, it's basic, foundational, use your words and your thoughts wisely to manifest what it is that you want, to focus on gratitude. So all of these things matter. And this is a universe of infinite abundance. If we focus on lack and scarcity, we become victim-y and we start blaming and, you know, circumstances, our situation, other people, for being the problem. And that's when you're completely out of your power. So you've got to get your power back and go, I am a powerful manifester. I'm connected to the source of divine energy. I'm connected to angels. I've got wisdom on my side. There's guidance. There's healing to clear my blocks. And I can manifest this week. So I love this for you this week. I think it's beautiful. Now, if you've been looking for a state of feeling more belonging, more at home, more at ease with yourself, or a bit more flow in your life, the angels are affirming this as well. I'm feeling Archangel Sandalphon come through for you as well this week, who is the angel of frequency, music, and sound. And the Archangel Sandalphon is beautiful. He carries our wishes and prayers to the divine. So what if right now you just visualize this beautiful angel coming down in front of you? Just visualize this beautiful angel coming down in front of you. And you're going to hand over all of your dreams and goals, something really specific that you want to see manifest in your life. And just hand them over to this angel, and they put them into this beautiful basket, just like the one in this. You can give them your dreams, maybe you're healing from something, maybe there's something that you want to experience this lifetime. Give it to the angel and say, Sandalphon, I pray, I ask that you and the divine angels help me to bring this into reality, into this time-space frequency right now, so that I can experience this lifetime. Thank you and amen. I give you full permission to intervene with guidance, healing, knowledge, wisdom, whatever it is I most need in order to move towards this goal. And then just watch this angel lift up from in front of you and carry that basket containing your dreams and goals up into the light. And then you have to promise yourself, you have to make a sacred commitment right now to say, I am open to trusting and following the guidance, the synchronicities, the signs, the messages that come to me over the coming days and weeks about this situation. And I also commit to do my best to keep my mind and my words, my spoken word, in the positive when I think about these things. And once you've said that, look out, because the messages will come, the synchronicities will come. Notice what shows up, and it may not seem to match what it is that you're asking for, but it maybe it's a stepping stone on the way. You know, I always think of it like monkey bars, that we, you know, there's certain steps that we have to take, and sometimes those steps are, we've got to heal, we've got to learn a certain lesson, we've got to release something that's blocking us, that's actually pulling us down and stopping us from moving forward. We've got to change something. We've got to do something. And there might be 6 monkey bars. There might be 20 monkey bars. There could be just one. And you don't know. Once you take that step, once you swing onto that monkey bar and you follow that guidance, it will appear. It will come into your life. So you have to trust the angels give us the guidance steps there. The stepping stones or the monkey bars that will guide us in the direction of what it is that we want. So that's your spiritual challenge this week, is to make your prayer, hand it over to the angels, let the Archangel Sandalphon take it, and start to change the way you're speaking and thinking about things, because the angels want you to focus on your blessings this week to create more blessings. So even if you can only find it a little tiny one, keep focusing on that, because it will bring in the more blessings for you. All right, my lovelies, thank you so much for being part of this. I'm going to do the card pick in the middle of the week. So you're going to get another video this week with the card pick in it. I'm excited for that. And I want to invite you to an amazing event I've got coming up on the 20th of September for the equinox. It's such a powerful portal moment. The equinox is like the angels keep showing me this archway through which we're going to... they're going to release 1,000 new angels into the earth. So we're going to do an attunement to 1,000 angels of light for the equinox. It's a guided angelic deep channeled meditation, healing of trauma, patriarchal energies, and fear. It's on early bird at the moment. If you want to book your place, lifetime access to the replay. And we're doing it live on Zoom. I'm also opening doors in the next few weeks to the Angel Communication Practitioner Program. So if you love angels and you want to learn how to communicate with them professionally, learn how to read the angel oracle cards in 3 different spreads, just like a professional does for yourself and others, you want to learn to channel the angels, you want to learn to heal techniques with the angels, and you also want to go through that transformation yourself and find out what your next steps are, come to the Angel Communication Practitioner Program. It's online, and I do 2 time slots for every live lesson. So no matter where you are in the world, you can come on live with me. And there's also replays, of course. So if you want to learn more, link is in the caption or the comments. And I'm so excited. The waiting list is open for Angel Communication. We've got loads of people on it already. So please pop your name on that wait list if it's exciting for you. Please subscribe, follow, comment, and like. And I'm sending you love. Angel blessings. Take care. Have a great week.